drone! Come here again! Drone!
Prisoner AQV, you are once again in contravention of the rules stating there should be no excessive noise after lundown. A priority 6 offense has been levied against you. There will be no exercise for 2 weeks.
I don't care about all that! Something's wrong!
Explain.
Lockdown tonight. I don't remember it happening. It's not the first time. The drugs and the food make you a bit, you know, easy on things some days. But I definitely think something odd is happening.
There is nothing odd happening. Ugh. Lockdown was carried out as per standard procedures.
Then why don't I remember any of it? Because I should, shouldn't I? I should remember the precise moment when...
There is nothing odd happening.
Rats, hey? I've seen you on the security video chewing your way through all that fur and gristle. They look tough. Will you be tough?
Look at him. Of course not. I'm the tough one. Rats, come on! Get moving! Down a level!
What's the point? They can follow us!
Fine, stay here and fight.
Actually, maybe running is good.
I thought so.
What? Another door! Why is there another door? Why is it locked? You're supposed to be able to keep moving down through the levels. Open up, they're trying to kill us. Drone guards, anybody open up.
It's an enclosed space. We'll have to fight back.
Wait, who? All of them?
If that's what it takes.
You are dead.
They've stopped. Why have they stopped? What?
Come on, then. I suppose you'd better come in. Or would you rather stay here and be torn to pieces?
Yes, yes, I know all that, but the judge drones lap it up. Just do as you're told, will you? There's a reason I'm in line for the chief's job, and you'll be stuck in filing for the rest of your dull, dull life. Ah, save me from jumped-up clerks that think they know everything. Knowing everything's my job.
And it's bound to get you in trouble one day.
Miss... Ness? You really shouldn't be able to get in here, you know. This flyer park is reserved for Justice Department staff only.
Oh, shut up. I'm clever. Or hadn't you realised that yet?
You're sure of yourself, granted. Clever? The jury's still out on that one. Figuratively speaking, of course, though I do hope I can say it in a literal sense soon enough.
Me? In court? Don't be stupid.
If you think you can get away with shooting a high-ranking prosecutor on Justice Department property, then... Yes, one of us is stupid after all.
You? Who said I was going to shoot you?
What are you doing? Stop! I don't believe it. You just...
Hi there!
Salvatore?
Music off! Come in. Just Don't touch anything. I have nice things. Things people like you have no business touching.
You're not kidding. Look at this place. I wish I'd killed as many people as you. If I'd known I could get a place like this, I'd have been knocking them off left, right and center. Cool too. You've got air conditioning down here.
You know, I've changed my mind. He's too annoying. He can go back outside.
What? You can't send me back out there?
No. He can go back to level one, back to his cell where he'll be safe.
And why would I care whether he's safe?
Because you clearly want something from me, and you won't get it unless I know he's safe.
You're acting like he has any say about it.
Oh, he's a slow one, isn't he?
Send him back upstairs, or our conversation stops right now.
Fine. Elevator!
Elevator doors opening.
He's got his own elevator!
Are you sure I can't just kill him? I'm not even sure he'd notice.
Rats, get in the elevator.
And leave you down here? Well, that doesn't seem fair.
I'll be fine. Whereas if you hang around, you'll be dead within 5 minutes. I'll make sure of it.
Okay, cool. See you later, maybe?
I'll have a drone meet you on level one. It'll escort you back to your cell. Oh, and, Mr. Rats.
Yeah?
Is there anything you've seen in the last few minutes that would lead you to doubt you could be killed just like that?
No.
Then you're not quite as stupid as I thought. Keep your mouth shut, or I'll have someone, anyone, put a gun in it and blow your tiny little brains out. Level one, no stopping.
Level one, doors closing.
Vienna, you're crazy and you're trouble. I hope you know what you're doing. Mama would never forgive me if you end up dead.
There, Happy. Your pet is safe.
And lucky you. You have something to threaten me with.
Oh, I have lots of things I can threaten you with, Miss Salvatore. Killing Mr. Rats is a minor weapon in my arsenal. So minor, in fact, I think it would be insulting to use it. I lean towards grand gestures. I think I'll just threaten to kill everyone you've ever met instead.
You've already killed the most important person in my life.
Yeah, true. But I'm sure a bleeding heart like you can still muster up a little compliance once I start wiping out hundreds in your name. Can we take the threats as read now? Honestly, I find them annoying. And security, I suppose. I imagine everyone knows how dangerous and brilliant I am without being forced to illustrate the fact.
By all means, let's move on from the threats.
Excellent. Take a seat. I'll get us something to drink.
This sofa is a lot more comfortable than the bed in my cell. I don't suppose you'd consider swapping.
I'm terribly fond of home comforts. A weakness, I know, but then I have so few of those that I suppose it hardly matters. Once I knew I'd be living here for an extended period of time, I had to make a few concessions to comfort.
Just a few. Is that an original Balieri?
It is. I own several. That's an internal monologue from his anatomical period. What do you think of it?
Very red.
And we all, after a little cutting.
The whole level's yours?
It is. Hey, drink up. It's good.
No, thank you. As charming as all this is, I'd like to get straight to the explanations.
No, I want you to talk first. I'm judging you. I'm sure you've gathered that much. That's why I stopped the prisoners from killing you.
Oh, I'm auditioning.
In a way. Don't get me wrong. At first I was trying to kill you, but when that proved to be more difficult than expected...
Oh, you became intrigued.
I didn't get where I am today without recognizing skill in others. Skills that might be useful.
Oh, and you think I could be useful?
Obviously. Though, a few more redundant questions like that and I might begin to wonder. So you tell me, what's been happening?
Well, let's start at the beginning. I figured you were set up by Ness, but clearly you weren't. You really did kill all those people.
I did.
Because you wanted to be sent here.
I did.
Because it's a good place to work from. No, not just that. You're a rich man. You could take your pick of places.
I could.
So, there had to be a reason why the splinter was useful. You made me think it was Ness. She was a cover. It's all a cover. With you locked up in here, you've got the perfect alibi. As long as you're here, nothing that happens on Dill can be blamed on you.
It can't.
So, here you sit, perfectly safe, building up your company. But that's not enough, is it? Because now that you're here, you need a way to get back out every now and again. You wouldn't want to be here for the rest of your life, however many paintings you have on the walls.
I wouldn't.
So, you have an end plan. Some way of clearing your name so you can leave and take back control of your company. Your even more successful company. Now, I'm missing something. There has to be more to it than that.
There is. And you can shut up now. I'm bored of hearing you talk.
Oh, does that mean I passed the audition?
It means you're clever enough, but not too clever. My favorite type of employee. All right, let's go for a walk. I have things to show you.
You really shouldn't have been able to land this thing in my flyer bay, you know.
You say that like you own the Justice Department.
You mean there are other people working there? I hadn't noticed. Must be because I'm so brilliant.
So brilliant, you sentenced Vienna Salvatore to life imprisonment on the splinter for a crime she did not commit.
We're splitting hairs. She did commit it. Though I now accept she may not have been entirely responsible for her actions. But whether I accept that or not, right now it doesn't count for much. Unless you have something so singularly useful as actual evidence.
Please watch the main screen.
So, what is it you expect me to do for you?
Oh, nothing beyond your abilities. Initially, I'll probably just send you on a few errands in here for now. And, well, have some people indulging in a little recreational chemistry. They always need a runner. Someone who can handle themselves amongst the lower levels.
You'd want me running drugs?
Pause video stream. That's Salvatore. But the other one. Is that Rex Needle? Where is this coming from?
The splinter, obviously. Isn't that where they are?
If that's the splinter, I need to get myself sent there. It looks much nicer than my apartment. How are you getting these images? Did Salvatore smuggle a camera in there? I thought security was supposed to be tighter than a... Well, let's just say most things don't get past the drones.
It doesn't matter how we are doing it. All that matters is that I am recording the conversation, and the footage will be handed directly to you, prosecutor. To be put to good use.
Play video.
What's the problem? You think the job's beneath you?
The problem is, I am not a drug runner.
In here, you're whatever I tell you you are. I assume that was understood. Is it an ethical problem?
You have to ask.
Oh, how tiresome. I thought you were more interesting. You'll get over it. Besides, right now, it's the only position I have open. It's a hobby anyway, that's all. Provides me with a little amusement. I've never been able to resist business. Even as a child, I would take things from the house and sell them at school. Use the money to buy better things, more desirable things, and sell those, too. I was earning the average wage by the time I was 10.
Go you.
People always need something. I recognize that right away.
And what is it you need?
More power. Always. Through here, if you please.
Just ignore you?
They're machines. I know all about machines. Controlling them is easy. They do as they're told. My work area?
The heart.
The heart of the splinter, certainly. The confinement section, where the rest of you get sent if you're naughty, is sealed off. If you look over the side of the gantry, you'll see it. That metal section there to the right? Yeah. The rest of this space is mine to experiment in. That's the other thing I've always done. Make things, because there's nothing better than inventing something to sell. Anyone can get rich selling things that already exist. A genius creates new things for people to need.
Like prison drugs made from mood suppressants?
Ah, hush. I didn't invent that. That was an old man on level 9, an industrial chemist, until he decided it might be fun to poison the water supply. No, technology's my thing. That's where Needle Link started. The Pocket Pilot, huh? Come on, Smart Juice. You must have heard of him.
Sorry, I've only been on the planet 6 months.
Hey, we shipped interplanetary. You have a data pad, right?
No.
What?
I have my own computer. Specialist model. Been using her for years.
Whatever. If you did have one, like any normal person, it would use Holocam software developed by me. They all do. Of course, the company's expanded a lot in the last few years.
Aggressively.
What? Panbaladian Vindelcore? That was nothing. That's just creating working capital. The technology that made it possible, that's the thing. And here it is. Huh? What do you think?
Rats!
I... Don't ask me anything, I can't tell you.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, but just don't ask me where he's been. He'll kill me. You too, probably.
Continue to yourself.
I'll see you in the morning.
But what about Vienna? What's happened to her?
Don't ask me anything!
What's going on here?
Doesn't look like much.
But you know it is.
So how does it work? I assume the operator sits there and puts that skullcap thing on.
I'll show you. I always did like showing off. I can't entirely take credit for it. I discovered what it can do purely by chance. The company was working on a device that was going to plug people into the local news feeds so you could interact with the features as they were broadcast.
Including punching the anchors? Please, yes. Nobody can stand those anchors.
The viewer would have been in on the action. Let's say there was a fire in Forsom District. He'd have been able to patch into the news drones and actually walk through it all, sharing the experience.
Sorry, already been done. A guy named Carlos von Meyer, back on Earth. He's dead now.
It doesn't matter. You see, the carrier signal we were using affected the wearer in ways he hadn't predicted. It was my fault. I'd been integrating systems we'd found when we cleared the remnants of an alien colony from Vartok. Insectoids, near extinction. Only a couple of hundred left.
So you killed them?
Well, they were sitting on valuable Kelvin deposits. We needed them, off-planet, and they refused to move. Happens all the time. Just business. It's not important.
It was to them.
Then they should have taken the relocation fee we offered. It was perfectly generous. Anyway, you're getting distracted. I had their technology shipped back to my research department. Standard procedure. You never know what you might find. And in this case, well, when I realized what it was capable of, I must admit, I wish we'd kept some of them alive. There I was, trying to project one's mind from one location to another, but this technology could do so much more. With it, you could create a hive mind, linked together and acting as one. I suspect the aliens once possessed the skill naturally, an ability that was lost over time.
Until they developed a technology to replicate it.
Like replacing a missing leg with a prosthesis. We'll never know for sure.
Because you committed genocide.
Miss Salvatore, you're beginning to bore me. I've shown you the kindness of considering you worth talking to, worth employing, no less. The more you speak, the more I wonder if that wasn't a mistake.
Sorry. Do carry on.
Let me see. It's coming up to 10 o'clock in Pragma. Who do I know in Pragma? Yes. You locate the target. In our case, Lipshelmer. A particularly via a real estate developer. He's built a portfolio out of evicting tenants from low-rent blocks and then developing the place once he's cleared it.
Ooh, sounds like your kind of guy.
Oh, I don't blame his methods. They work. He just annoyed me by building a hotel that overlooks my holiday cottage on the peninsula. The damn thing casts a shadow over my pool.
Aww.
And there he is. Oh, looks like he's taking a morning fly around the coast. How nice for him.
That's him? How come we can see him?
He has this data pad on the passenger seat. I told you. Needlelink Tech drives the holocans.
And you left a back door so you can access them all.
Of course. It's come in useful over the years. Now, watch the screen.
And now, I'm flying him. See? Wave to the camera, Lib. It's as simple as that, really. A short, simple hop, and I've taken up residence in his frontal lobe. Just as all those fat, whining holidaymakers reside in his big, ugly hotel. Now, while I'm here... That should
do it.
That should do what? What did you do, Needle?
I merely programmed the flyer to give him a close-up view of the peninsula he loves so much.
No!
Oh, dear. Such a waste.
Of course, it won't solve the problem of his damned hotel, but at least he won't be building anymore.
You say you're recording all this?
Of course. Every last incriminating syllable.
Then get me back to the Justice Department. I need to check if Lib Shalma has just suffered an unfortunate flyer accident.
And if he has...
Then, with this video as evidence, the case against Rex Needle becomes a whole lot more viable.
Power is the main problem. And that's why I'm here. That's the thing you couldn't guess. Are you listening?
You just killed a man because you didn't like the hotel he built.
Yeah. You have a problem with that? If so, please keep it to yourself. I have no interest in hearing it. I was telling you about the power. The machine doesn't run off conventional sources. It needs people. It needs brains. Feeds off the hive itself. That's why I relocated here.
The time loss.
I have a whole prison population to draw on. You have no idea how many times you lot just stop what you're doing and stare into space.
That's when you're siphoning off the power you need.
Uh-huh. It's wonderful if you think about it. Most of the people in this place have never made a worthwhile contribution to anything in their lives. Now, they get to genuinely be useful.
As human batteries.
Precisely. The power I could draw on from here is surprising. I only need a level at a time. Sometimes even less than that. Only a handful of prisoners. It depends what I'm trying to do, but... Any questions?
None that are polite. No. Actually, the voice, that guy on level 16, he sounded like Ness. But then, when you... When you killed that man right now, he sounded like you.
That's easy enough. The machine has two settings. One allows me to broadcast my own voice. The other merely controls what they're saying.
So sometimes they sound like themselves. Sometimes they sound like you.
Uh-huh. I prefer the former, of course, but I was wanting to prove a point.
And when all those prisoners sounded like Ness...
I have her voice print programmed in. When I decided to do this, I realized she'd be useful as a potential scapegoat. She has been, actually. Hopefully her suicide got that annoying prosecutor of yours off my back for a short while.
Her what?
I made sure your investigation went off without a hitch. Just a little low-level manipulation here and there. Enough to make sure nobody ever really questioned your guilt. That's where the real future lies for this machine. Not controlling people directly, just making them think the way you want them to. Making sure they don't question. That's a population I can get behind. But doing that on a mass scale, it's way off yet. Though I'll get there. I'm still learning. For now, it's all getting too high profile, too suspicious. The prosecutor was beginning to think annoying thoughts. I could have just killed him, of course, but well, this is needy, you see. He thinks Ness is behind all this now, just as you did. And so he'll tie himself up in knots for months trying to prove it, by which time it really won't matter anymore.
Why?
Because I won't be here by then. This is just the first step. This is what I can do using the Splinter as a base and its prisoners as a resource.
And the next step is to clear your name?
Ha! Simple enough. I'll just force someone on Dill to come forward and claim they manipulated the video footage of my breakdown. I'll massage everyone's thoughts a little, just as I did with your prosecution, and make sure nobody really considers that I might have been guilty in the first place.
And then you'll relocate back down to the planet and
replicate this on a much larger scale.
Oh.
Imagine the sort of control, Miss Salvatore, the reach I'd have if I could use the whole planet as my battery. I'd have to figure out a way of channeling that much power. The capacitors on this thing certainly won't take it. That'll take time. Time and money. But I've accrued plenty of the latter, thanks to this. Yeah. So, what do you think? Impressive, no?
I think that sums my feelings up.
You really think I'm stupid enough to talk to you without being armed?
My anger got the better of me. It was stupid, but it felt so good.
Enjoy it for a few seconds. Shame. I really thought you were worth it. Oh, well. Do say hello to your partner when you see her.
Vienna, get down!
What? Whoa! What the... Hey! Where are you? Salvatore! Where'd you go?
Jackson?
I'm sorry, Vienna. Honestly, I am. But I didn't know what else to do. Come on, we need to move. We're safe inside the time bubble, but I need to get you out of here.
Oh, I don't understand what's happening here.
Just get in Needle's elevator.
You're okay?
I'm fine.
Oh.
Well, I will be once I get you out of here. Computer, elevator to level one.
You got it, Miss Regan.
Computer?
Hi, Miss Salvatore.
Wait, none of this makes sense. I shot you.
No, actually, you didn't. I just made you think you did. Vienna, you must still be in there somewhere. Fight this, whatever it is, fight it.
She's not listening.
Vienna, listen to me. Put the gun down. It's me. It's Jaxie.
I know. And I'm going to kill you.
No, Vienna. Think what you're doing. Think. I just managed to trigger the time bubble in time. When you fired, I fell back into it, closing it behind me. A double muzzle flash from a maximum intensity blast. You, or rather Needle, see nothing for a fraction of a moment. In the second it takes for your vision to clear, I'm gone. You're left looking at the charred remains of the floor. As far as he's concerned, I'm so much vapor and grease.
So all this time, you've been in here?
Nobody else can see the time bubble, just you and me. So I'm moving around in this thing, keeping out of your sight, 1 second to the left of the rest of the world. I was watching everything that came after. Watching as they arrested you and took you away.
Oh, but I remembered. When I was being interrogated, I remembered shooting you.
Yeah, that was me again. Remember these? I stuck a guilt patch on your neck before the prosecutor arrived. You were so out of it, you didn't hear me creep up behind you. It was seeping into your system all the time you were in the Justice Department. By the end, you were just as convinced you'd done it as he was.
You drugged me?
Yeah.
No wonder I couldn't think straight.
I'm sorry. I just needed you to give in, to let me play dead. It was the only way I could think of. Whatever was going on here, my best bet was to stay hidden, to be invisible, working behind the scenes.
Why? Why put me through all that?
I didn't want to. You have no idea how many times I nearly told you I was still alive, but I couldn't. Remember, we had no idea how Needle was doing this. That it was even him. For all I knew, he was still in your head. If you knew I was still alive, my cover would be blown. I'd be a target all over again. If I was invisible, completely off the grid, I could help you get to the bottom of all this.
Help me? I can't see how you've helped me at all.
Well, I did just save you from getting shot.
I can't believe you do this to me.
I know, I'm sorry, but you were compromised. You were trying to kill me. I had to think on my feet. I've been shadowing you ever since.
Invisible to everyone, including the Splinter's security system.
But I can see out, and thanks to the computer's lip-reading software, know what people are saying. Everything Needle just told you, it's been filmed and the footage streamed to your prosecutor. His full confession.
Without sound, I'm not gonna believe it.
He's not the only one who can replicate voices. We cheated a bit, used old recordings of both of you.
So Needle's whole plan is blown?
Exactly. And nothing can hear or touch us in here. All I have to do is keep you safe until the Justice Department arrive and shut him down.
If they do, he can control them. Don't forget, the minute he sees what's happening, he'll take them over. We'll be shot dead before he lets us go free.
So we need to close that machine of his down for good.
Oh, shame you dragged us 15 floors away from it.
I just wanted to get you out of there. I wasn't thinking straight.
Well, that's the understatement of the century. Look, I'm not happy about any of this, but now's not the time. Now we need to focus and finish off Needle once and for all.
How dare she? How dare she play games with me? Doesn't she know who I am? Hasn't she seen what I can do? And that partner of hers, how is she not dead? Neither of them even registers being on the Splinter. How is she doing that? How can she be invisible? Ah, but she's still here. Of course she's still here. And we'll just have to find a way of forcing her to show herself, won't we? I told her, I always lean towards grand gestures.
Huh. Wish I'd known the time bubble was so portable. Walking around like this, completely hidden? That's useful.
The computer helped me rework it a little. But yeah, it's great. Right up until you actually need to do something physically. We can't interact with stuff out there. To do that, we'd have to leave.
And then we're visible.
Yeah. Once we step out there, I'm betting Needle can find us, then he'll be able to control us.
So, inside here, we're safe, but we can't do anything. Outside there, we'd be caught in seconds, and so can't do anything either.
That's about it. Welcome to life as a ghost.
And we don't have much time. He'll be thinking of a way to force us out. We can control everything in this prison. Every single prisoner is just a puppet waiting for its strings to be pulled. Maybe two can play at that game. Computer.
Hi there.
Listen, we don't have much time.
And remember, people, I need complete radio silence on this. Nobody but nobody on the Splinter must know we're coming, understand? All our lives bank on that fact. We go in silent and fast.
Today is going to be a very good day. I can feel that chief prosecutor's chair already.
You got all that, computer?
We'll make it work.
We'll have to.
What's that? Is that everyone?
Everyone in the whole prison.
You've forgotten who you're dealing with, Salvatore. You've forgotten what I could do. I could just let you go. Or wait. Someday I'll find you. Someday I'll kill you! But you made me angry. I'm a man of principle. I told you what I'd do if you crossed me! Do you know how many prisoners are detained here, Salvatore? 4,086. I can't kill them all, of course. I need them. But I can probably spare half. Here, half is more than enough for my needs. I wonder how much mess 2,043 people will make when they jump off the gantry. Not all at once, of course. Let's say, 10 at a time?
Good luck. You too. Computer, open it up.
Stop! It's fine. I'm here.
Stop? Why should I stop? Because you say so. No. I don't take refusal well, Salvatore! No, I don't take refusal well! At all.
You didn't have to do that! I'm here, I give myself up!
I didn't have to do it, no. No, I don't have to do anything. But I can do anything. That's what you need to learn. I could kill all these people, make you watch, then have you kill yourself. Yeah, I could have you kill them all. One by one by one. How would that be, huh? Would you enjoy that? I can leave a little bit of you aware, you know. This thing has multiple levels. I could have you see every single panic look fade from dying eyes. How would that feel?
What do you want from me?
I want you broken. Because I can. Because as far as you or any of these other pathetic people are concerned, I'm God. And what do you do to gods? Get on your knees.
You could just make me.
I am making you. Don't you get that yet? Look!
Rats! No! No, it's mine. I'll do it. Just leave him alone.
How sweet. You like this one, yes? God knows why. I'm not sure I've worn a smellier body.
Please, just let him be.
Not just yet. I'm intrigued as to how your partner's still alive.
Because she's clever.
Hardly. She works with you. Where is she?
I told her to run. She's fetching the Justice Department.
And when they arrive, I'll just control them and have them fly away again. You're so stupid. Still, that was naughty. You should be punished. Up to the gantry we go.
No!
No! Stay on your knees.
Please, don't do this. Let him go.
Let him go? As you wish. Whoa! How did I get up here? Vienna? Vienna, no! No! Vienna!
No!
You know, it's more fun when they know what's happening. Who would have thought?
You will pay for that.
No, I won't. Do you still not understand that? Whatever you throw at me, whatever your partner or the Justice Department try to do, I will never, ever pay. Perhaps one more death will drum that into your head. Where's that other friend of yours?
Maybe you'll learn when Mama throws herself over the edge.
Please, no more. Whatever you want from me, I'll do it.
I know. Beg.
Please, don't kill her.
No, not for her. For you. Beg for your life.
Please, don't kill me.
Pathetic. I'm jumping.
Please, don't kill me. I beg you. Please, I don't want to die. I don't want anyone else to die.
Very good. Very good. That was nice. Sincere. The answer's no. Jump off the gantry.
What?
Jump off the gantry! If you don't, she will.
Fine. I'll do it.
Wait! Turn around. I'm recording this, and I really want to see your face. Yeah, that's it. Now, push yourself up onto the railing so you're sitting on it. Yeah, lovely. Hold it. Just for a second. Oh, perfect. Just perfect. You look hilarious. fine. I have things to do. Yeah, topple backwards.
Well, what's taking so long? We're running out of time.
I know, Miss Reagan. I know. I'm almost there. Just another. I'm in.
Now, quickly. Computer, any time now would be good.
We did it! The drones are under our control!
Finally! Move on him!
With pleasure!
What's happening?
Please, do not struggle.
Get off me! What are you doing?
Get the headset on him! Pull him clear! You may have controlled all the people, but while you were busy showing us what a pathetic little psycho you were, we were hacking all the drones. They're ours now. Computer!
Hi there! I'd just like to say how much I enjoyed electrocuting you.
Now, let's see how you like being a puppet.
Attention, attention. Ship arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention, attention. Ship arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention.
Men on every level. Keep an eye on each other. The first sign of someone acting out of character, and you take them down with the tranquilizers.
It's all right, Mr. Prosecutor. Nobody's in any danger. I give up. It was me. I did everything.
Mr. Needle, how nice to see you. And yes, I know.
Look, I even wrote a signed confession.
Did you now?
I'm a real psycho, you see. Absolute sicko. I'm also really, really stupid.
Is that so?
Yeah. But then we can all be stupid sometimes, can't we, Mr. Prosecutor? You were really stupid once. Do you remember? When you were dealing with the lovely Miss Salvatore. You were very, very stupid then, weren't you? Because she's amazing and innocent and just the very, very best at everything. I think you should probably beg for her forgiveness. Don't you?
Salvatore?
Yeah, it's me. Laid it on a bit thick, huh?
Well, just a smidge. I'm sorry, okay? But if you ever tell anyone I said that, I'll have you sued for slander. This man. All the handcuffs. Get him out of my sight.
Enjoy that?
I sure did.
What about Needle's machine?
Ah, computer.
Yes, Miss Salvatore.
Blow it to pieces.
With pleasure.
away, Mama.
Oh. It's true what I heard then. Letting you go.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Look, I'll have a word with my prosecutor. You never know. He may be able to pull some strings.
With me? Don't be silly, my darling girl. Unlike you, they put me in here for a reason. I'm a murderer. Comes with the territory, don't it? What about him?
Needle? Signed confession, video evidence. Trust me, he's done.
No, not yet he's not. He killed my rat.
I know, Mama. I wish I could have done something.
You can. Remember what you said? What you would do when you got hold of the person who killed your friend?
Of course I do. But don't ask me to kill him. I can't. Not anymore.
I'm not asking any such thing. But you owe something, I think.
I know. So, this is what I'm gonna do.
Prisoner 7ZI, Salvatore. By virtue of the authority of the Dill Justice Department and the Office of Penal Correction, I hereby classify you a free citizen.
Bet you've never said that before.
No, I haven't.
Don't I get my stuff back? Clothes? Communicator?
Destroyed.
Great! Well, you better not want the uniform back. Whew.
Consider it a gift from the Office of Penal Correction.
Come on, let's just get you home.
Yeah.
Computer, show me the news feed.
The amount of blood on this man's hands is almost beyond measure. And his victims are not only restricted to those he killed, but to those unfortunates he used to do it. Those who survived having to accept that they had been turned into weapons, aimed at those they loved. I have always said that I don't believe in the concept of evil, ladies and gentlemen. That people just sometimes do bad things for bad reasons. But today I wonder about that. Today I wonder if I don't believe in evil after all.
That was Prosecutor Grover delivering.
Mute anchor. Chief Prosecutor Grover, if you don't mind. Good speech, Chief Prosecutor. Thank you, Chief Prosecutor.
Does the prisoner have any last words?
No.
Evidence has been compiled and analyzed. Rex Needle's guilt is confirmed. The prisoner is sentenced to life in prison in the Splinter. Nobody leaves the Splinter. Nobody survives the Splinter.
Turn off feed. And you can really rot in there this time, Needle.
Oh. Hello, dead woman.
You know, the last time I was looking out over Lewis Reservoir, my best friend started hitting me. That likely to happen again?
No.
Good.
No best friends here.
I told you, Vienna, I'm sorry. I knew it was tough. I get that. I really do. Look, it was tough for me too, you know? You're trying to kill me. I'm literally half a second away from being dead. I reacted. I just jumped at a chance, and it worked out. A fraction slower, and you and I wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Because you really would be dead.
And so would you. Needle had you. This would just be an empty bench looking at the water. I saved your life.
Not for the first time. You think that lets you off the hook?
I think the situation lets me off the hook. I didn't know where I could turn. All I could think to do was to stay low, follow the thing wherever it led. If I had to make the choice again, I'd do the same thing. I didn't like it. I get that it was hard for you, but what else was I to do?
You played me!
Yes, I did. And let's be honest, in the past, you've played me too, you know? Much worse than this. Oh, but that's different, I guess, huh? Because then you were the one pulling the strings. You were in control.
It's not that. I'm not perfect, I know that, but I'm better than I used to be. You know why? Because I learned to trust someone. I learned to trust you. And now, you go and do this.
Don't pretend this is about trust. Trust one another. We hold each other's lives in our hands every damn day. This is not a matter of trust.
I was ready to kill over you. When I found who was responsible, I was gonna kill them, not catch them. Kill them. That's a big deal for me. You know how that felt? To step back into that?
But you didn't, did you? You say you're a better person now than when I first met you, and you know what? Yeah, you are. I'll see you back at the office.
A better person. Oh, Jax. If you only knew.
What's this? A reception committee?
You could say that. We've come to talk to you about what you did.
Drones? Should this scum be just walking around like this? How about a bit of discipline here?
Quiet, aren't they, dear? For you. Drone?
Yes, Mama?
You see anything wrong here?
No, Mama.
See? A parting gift from Vienna. A little alone time with you.
Now you just keep back, all right?
Oh, no. We've all got a lot we want to teach
Come on,
you.
Now.
About control. About fear.
Just
about death.
Yeah!
So beg.
No, you just...
You heard me. On your knees. Beg.
No way. I'm not getting on my knees for you. Get off me.
You killed a lot of friends here, Needle, including someone who was particularly dear to me. So beg for your life.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, all right? Please don't kill me. I'll do whatever you want. Please don't kill me!
That was good. But the answer's no.